Assembly meeting, City and Borough Wrangell, October 8, 2013, at 7 PM. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assembly Member James Stowe, after which, if you remain standing for Nettie Caldwell and the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in prayer. Gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you today asking that the things that are before this council and before the people of this town, that they are taken care of the way you wish they would be. That the words of all of these peoples are yours from their hearts. And bless those who have been on council and those newly elected. And we also ask that you be with our greater government, that things may be solved and things may be able to work a little smoother. Be with all these people tonight, that your will be done. In your son's precious name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we have no community presentations or ceremonial matters this evening. Roll call, please.
Assembly Member Stokes. Blake.
Here.
McCoskey. Stowe.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Wiederspoon. And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments? None. Conflict of interest. Item 5, consent agenda.
I move to approve those items listed under the consent agenda, those items marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I have one thing.
Yes.
I noticed a spot in the minutes that might need a little change. It was, let's see.
Item
13B. Under 13B? Yeah, probably.
They're corrected.
Oh, the motion failed, that yeah. Part? Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. All corrected. Thank you.
Great.
That's it. Hold on, please.
Assembly Members Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
I do have a written report, but I think the main thing is I will be out of town starting on Monday. I'll leave in the afternoon plane, and I won't be back until the 22nd or 23rd. So I will miss the next meeting. I'm taking my wife for surgery. So we'll be down there for a little while, and we'll be back then if everything goes well. So I will be out of town starting next, I'll be here Monday, but starting next Tuesday.
Anyone have any questions?
I have a kind of a comment and then a request. I noticed in there you mentioned the Friends of the Library had, what was it, there or somewhere else? Anyway, somewhere got mentioned and it sparked my attention that the summer reading program was held, and I was curious if maybe we could get, I'm sure Kay has the numbers, she probably keeps track of it each year, but the numbers, like number of kids, total number of donations, number of books read, pages read, stuff like that, and maybe post it on the website, the city website. I just think that that's a really great event, and for young families, you know, looking for a place to move, they look for things like the school system and the, you know, educational system, and that's a good one. So I'd like to positively promote it.
No, I do know she has information and statistics and how many mm-hmm. kids participated and in what age groups and from one year to the next, kind of a thing like that. And so I can see what she has. And
cool.
And she won't be back for a while. She's actually at some library meetings now, and she'll get in Sunday, and then we leave Monday. So but I will make sure she gets it.
Thank you.
Anything further? The report's fine.
Nothing other than what's in my report. I did want to report on the election that voter turnout was up 9% over last year. So thank you for everybody that came out and voted. The voter turnout was 46%. We had 737 ballots counted. So very happy with the turnout. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions?
I have one. Since I've been on the assembly, we've had a few letters come through addressed to the assembly, and they're usually put in our mailbox or emailed to us. I was curious if maybe we could attach those to the clerk's file just so they're in the public record. You know, if we want to do anything with those letters, we can pull them out and put them on the agenda or something like that. But just the public sees the communication going back and forth.
That's good.
What I could do is I could put something in my clerk's report that these letters were received from members of the public, and then I can put the name and then regarding and the date that they were received, and then attach them behind my report.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Thank you.
Anything further? Okay, the next item, item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Item 10A, reports by assembly members. Do any of the assembly members have anything to report? Nothing?
I'd like to make one comment, so. We held the canvas board.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'd like to say that it's been a while since I sat on the canvas board, and I would like to say that the system we have now, the new system, is really nice, mm-hmm. and it went real well, and I'd like to thank the election people that helped and did that, and our city clerk and the members that had to attend that, and so thank you to the public.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nothing further.
I just had one comment on something that's in the packet under our consent agenda. It's the report from Catholic Community Services on the senior services. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever know how many people they served and how many meals they serve and how many rides they give. And it's a wonderful service. And I just wanted to say I was surprised, pleasantly surprised by that.
Okay. Item 10B, City Board and Committee Appointments. There's been several letters received from the various boards and commissions. You see Terry Hansen of Planning and Zoning Commission, Stanley Schnell, Planning and Zoning Commission, Robert Lipper, Parks and Recreation Board, April Hutchinson, Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, mm-hmm. Wilma Leslie, WCVB, mm-hmm. Brenda Schwartz-Jaeger, WCVB, mm-hmm. James Stowe, Thomas Big Power Authority Commission Member, Robert Mexand, Economic Development Committee, Donald J. McConaughey Sr., mm-hmm. Nolan Museum Civic Center Board, Olinda White, Nolan Museum City Civic Center Board. There were three letters of interest received for the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. There are only two seats available.
I make a motion that we put Brenda Schwartz and Wilma Leslie on there to fill the two seats.
Who did you say?
I said I make motion to put Brenda Schwartz Jaeger and Wilma Leslie to that's what that is, two seats available.
Okay, doesn't really require a motion.
We don't, okay.
It doesn't, but it's not out of order to make a, well, it's not out of order to make a motion though, so.
The reason I did is because there's three letters and two people.
Without objection from any assembly member, we will.
Since Assembly Member Stowe made a.
Since he made a motion, it should be a second, then we'll proceed from there.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded, any discussion?
The only discussion I had is both had served.
Pardon me?
Both have served on that.
Yes.
That's why I made that motion.
Is there, are any of the three on the CVB right now?
Two of them are, April Hutchinson are on WCVB and Brenda Schwartzjager are currently, they're both on WCVB.
It's nice to see people interested. Makes the decision hard though.
Any further discussion? Poll vote please.
Assembly Member Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Well, without objection, we'll appoint those previously named people to the appropriate board or commission. And the appointed term will be ending October 2016. And to clarify that, that is Wilma Leslie and Brenda Schwartzjager for the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. There are Planning and Zoning Commission still has one vacancy, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I can go through the list of what vacancies are still outstanding. So we have Planning and Zoning, there's one vacancy, Economic Development, one vacancy, Cemetery Committee, two vacancies, and the Millen Museum Civic Center Board, one vacancy.
If you would please just proceed with advertising for this board. Mm-hmm. The 10C, Electric Vice Mayor. Entertain a motion of someone to. Yeah.
I make a motion that we appoint Julie.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I say we should appoint Pam since she's not here.
I agree.
Just to clarify that, it's been kind of a tradition to rotate it. Mm-hmm. And Pam was vice mayor year before last, so. Mm-hmm.
And who is the previous vice mayor?
Ernie Christian.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And you can vote for yourself. Item 10C. Appointment to fill the vacancies on the Parks and Recreation Board. There were three letters of interest received from Hague Diversion, Charlene Williams, and Kathleen Thomas. And there were three vacancies?
Two.
Two?
Two vacancies.
Who has been serving on that board? Has any of these people been serving on that board?
No, they would all be new.
Okay. Was there any, was any letter received before the?
I'm sorry?
Did you receive a letter from one?
Oh.
Which team did you receive the letter from?
I received a letter of interest from Peg and then Charlene.
Okay.
And then Kathleen.
Okay, without objection then, I will appoint Peg Demersion and Charlene Williams to fill a vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Board for the unexpired term until October 2015. That's all the appointments. This is item 11, persons to be heard.
And I have no persons to be heard.
There are no persons to be heard, and we have no unfinished business, so we'll go to item 13, new business. 13A, approval of change order number 5 for the Marine Service Center concrete paving phase 2 project.
Move to approve change order number 5 for the Marine Service Center paving phase 2 project in the amount of $51,447.12 to be paid from project grant funds.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Is there, are we getting pretty close to being done?
Yeah, and this, just for the public and whoever may be listening, this change order, when the engineers did the sampling down there, they did a bunch of core samples, and again, they sampled some areas that were in, that looked to be like they were caving in, like it was probably a bad area where there's a lot of old wood and stuff like that. And they can't do every square foot, so they do a sampling, and they did put a contingency in, but unfortunately there was an area found that they didn't think was going to be a problem, and so we went over that that portion of the contingency. We still had plenty of contingency left for the whole overall project, so overall we will be fine. We're going to be under budget and under the total engineer's estimate for the whole project. So so it is going good. It's still, they're still chugging along down there, but yeah, it's getting done, but it is a kind of a slow process. It's thick and as much rebar and that kind of stuff that they have. It just takes a while. So
when are they looking to be complete?
I think the due date is sometime this month or real early November.
Okay.
You get too much later and.
That's what my concern was, is the weather.
No, they're, I think they're on schedule, and if they're not, they're just a little bit behind. But I think it's going pretty good, and I think they're still on schedule to get her done. So.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, discussion and possible action relating to specific questions to ask an attorney with regards to Thomas Bay Power Authority Southeast Alaska Power Authority issue.
I was going to ask the city manager, we had some letters and stuff that were back and forth on some of the questions to ask. We had a couple of people put in some thoughts, and maybe the city manager could update us.
I'd sent a memo back, and from the discussions of that evening, it seemed like there was two questions that we wanted to ask the attorney. And one question, and unfortunately I don't have the thing in front of me, but
we'll print it out if you'd like.
That's all right, I think I remember. But you want to see it here?
I'd like to see the other comments too, the one you made and the, I forgot, I've seen them, but I can't remember what they were.
Would you put that on, just for us?
The memo?
Yeah.
And other assembly comments, is that what you mean?
Yeah, there was some comments and there was some suggestions and there was the city manager's suggestions. We could have.
I saw the memo with the questions, I didn't see any assembly suggestions. I didn't see any come through, any assembly suggestions.
Well, the only thing I saw was that Mr. Christian objected to us. I guess he felt we were, by, when I sent the memo out.
Yeah, it wasn't here.
When I sent the memo out, he felt that was getting approval from the assembly and felt that that kind of decision should be at a meeting. And I was looking at it as I'd had approval to send a letter, and I thought I was pretty sure what the assembly wanted. I just wanted to make, because it is important, it's going to cost some money, I just wanted to, if there was any doubt, after I wrote it out, I wanted to give the assembly a chance, and if anybody thought that wasn't the case, we should bring it back. If that's what their understanding was, then I was going to go ahead from our discussion at the previous meeting. So I felt I already had approval to do that, but, so we did bring it back and we can talk about it again. But there was two questions. One was, and I might not get this exactly right.
Do you want me to go print it out?
Yeah.
Good, good.
I'll just wait, so. But, and there are, I mean, there's tons of questions about the whole subject, but I think to the attorney, we want to be very specific, because if he does a bunch of research at whatever they charge, $400 an hour to these guys, you want to make sure that you're very specific and you don't want to have him answering questions that really we can answer. But I think they revolved around, I thought, two different issues, and so, and one, well, I guess one was whether or not SEPA had the authority to deny the O&M costs for the Thomas Bay office people out there. So that was one. And the other one was the issue between Ranglin Petersburg about the 50-50 power out of Tyee. Are we both entitled to half of the power out of there? And I think that's important, because as we start to max out, if we're using 40 and they're using 60, and they tell us, you know, we need to start a generator. So the first question was, does SEPA have the legal right to deny administrative costs, secretary and accounting from the O&M operating budget? And basically what that's about is, generally those type of things are FERC accounting eligible costs. And SEPA in their operating, well, not only SEPA, but the four dam pool as long ago in the 80s when I was on there, decided to exempt those kind of costs. So, you know, from at that time it was Kodiak and Valdez and Wrangell and Ketchikan, or Thomas Bay, Petersburg, Wrangell and Thomas Bay, that they put into their policies and procedures and their budget process to specifically exempt that cost. And the question is, do they have the right to do that? Do they have the legal right to choose to not accept those costs? So that was the first question. The second question is, Ranglin Peters both entitled 50% of the power coming out of the Tyee Hydro project. So that was the two questions I believe that the council wanted to ask from the attorney. And again, there could be other questions, but these are the attorney-focused questions, and if there are other things, we certainly can do that. But you want to make sure that, like I said, it's not, is something, go ahead.
Not Ernie's other question, but Ernie had some questions I thought that were more directed to the attorney. Did we have, I thought we had a memo or something. stuff back for?
No, I didn't get a memo from Ernie.
You didn't?
No.
So where did I see it? Because there was a, well, Jeff had here, then there was some comments underneath, then there was some comments going back and forth, then there was a list of possible questions asked.
Well, there was an email he sent.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
I don't know if I got a copy of that. I don't know if he sent that to me.
I don't recall if he did. I did get a copy.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, that's the one I was wanting. He had some, he had two legal questions on there. I just wanted to review it while we're.
While we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
To review.
Should we take a recess and print that out and then bring it back?
Yeah.
Just a couple minutes?
Yeah. I thought I had it, but I don't know where it's at.
Take a 10-minute recess at 8:26, or 7:26 p.m.